Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the voice of Brad Marchand, who had the overtime game winner. He's had a couple of those this year, and they both came at a time where it saved Montgomery's job. Did you notice that? I heard Jones and Keith talking about this. They were so right. It's like, every time he has one of those, it's right as Montgomery's about to get fired, or when it seems like the seat is the hottest after like two straight losses or something. And there comes Brad Marchand in overtime to save the day and keep Monty in the behind the bench just another day or another 2 days, or we'll see how long that ends up going. Again, I don't think you can blame all this on him, but I do think they're going to blame it on someone. And someone on the text line was like, interesting take, Arcan. You really think the Bruins executives sit down in the boardroom every summer and say, let's have a good regular season and then choke in the playoffs? No, I don't think it's planned out exactly like that. But I do think, and it's just, look at what Montgomery's doing here. When you have a good start to the year and then blow it in the playoffs, you get another chance. When you have a bad start to the year, you don't get a chance to turn it around. No. You got to be good to start the year. That's how we do it. That's the way. That's what the Bruins want. That's how they operate, especially when you're in a contract year. I do think there's something to that. I was being tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but not completely. Like, I do think there is something to that, absolutely. By the way, if you miss any part of the show, or you can have it delivered to your phone daily, subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast, and you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say play 93.7 WEEI. The Bruins, as an organization, are to be examined right now in this edition of Andy Hart's Pillar Power Rankings. Or does that? Did I miss that? Am I saying that right?
No, that's right.
It's Pillar Power Rankings. I thought there was, maybe I was missing a word.
No. Well, when we do Patriots, it's Patriots.
It was the Patriots Pillar Power Rankings. That's
there
right.
was an extra P. This would be Bruins
extra,
Pillar Power
It was
rankings.
Extra alliterative, and it made me think like I was screwing it up. The Bruins Pillar Power Rankings. Where do you want to start?
Stop spitting. Pillar Power. Sounds like you spit every time you say that.
Well, hey, what do you want from me? All right.
Mic down.
Where are we going to start?
So let's just set the table, just so everybody knows. We've done this with the Bruins. We've done it with the Celtics. No, we did it with the Red Sox. We've done it with a couple of the teams.
Yes.
And it basically is ownership, executive branch, coaching, and for hockey, we're going to do roster, goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like we did starting pitching and lineup for Red Sox, starting quarterback and roster for Patriots. For hockey.
So ownership, front office, coaching, and goalie/roster.
No. Goalie and roster are separate.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
Good. Yeah. So that's how we get to the five. We have five for each one of these. There's a top five power ranking, and five is the area of the team, the organization that you have the least amount of faith in, and one is the part of the franchise you have the most faith in. So I'll let you go first. What's number five?
Number five for me is front office.
Front office
is number five. I feel like I've had the wool pulled over my eyes enough times here. I don't want to put coaching down there because I just feel like that'd be cliche. I don't love the roster. The roster's obviously not great, but it's a product of this front office, and it's a product of missed drafts. It's a product of having to do all this extra stuff, spend all this money in the offseason. It's a product of not just swallowing your pride and giving Jeremy Swayman the offer that you should have given him months and months ago so that he could have been ready to start the year. And, in general, I just think think it's a lot of hubris and a lot of bad draft picks. And outside of really the trade deadline moves that he's made, a lot of whiffs. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I think that's the biggest problem with this team right now is the way it's been assembled, the way it's been built, and I think that falls on the front office. So they're number five for me.
How dare you call me cliche before I even name one person on my list?
That was preemptive, yes.
The five spot for me is the coach. I've never really loved him. We've never really vibed. We've never really connected, even when he was setting records for points.
Not a love connection.
No. The whole goalie Bob era and handling of things really, really stuck in my craw. I don't think he's handled the goalie situation very well the last couple years in general. And now for the here and now, and these are timely. We've talked about doing these at certain inflection points during seasons and years. This is a timely spot. And right now, I'm sorry, but when the totality of your roster essentially underachieves, that's something to do with coaching. That's a problem with the culture, the dressing room. Like, I don't know what it is. There's something going on there. So Jim Montgomery would be my five spot. In my four spot would be the executive branch that you just discussed. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think over the long haul, they've done a pretty good job building a roster. Obviously, you can't have the number of points they've had in the regular season in recent years without having talent. And if we're going to be honest, we can go back to opening week when we talked to Razor and Scott, and they both said, yeah, I think if things go the right way, this is a Stanley Cup contender. So we can think what we want about certain fits and the way things have evolved or not fit. But heading into the season, a lot of people thought this was a pretty talented hockey team. So, but it also has its warts. I do think there's a weirdness with the Neely, Sweeney, pairing.
Yeah,
yeah, like the decision making process. Like we fixate on that more in other sports, and it's just sort of accepted with the Bruins that Cam Neely's here, and below him is Sweeney, and mm-hmm. they're a pairing, and Neely's been here forever, and the whole thing. I'm not sure I love this setup in this relationship, so I'll put them at number four.
All right, good. I have a coach at number four. I don't think that Montgomery deserves all the blame for this, but I do think he should shoulder some of it. And I also hated the goalie Bob stuff, too. It was a lot of the things that you said were things that didn't necessarily rub me the right way when it comes to Montgomery and the coaching and sort of the that whole thing with the vowels. You remember that? Like, it's just
I hated it.
I didn't like that either. And it's kind of cringy. And at first, it seemed like the team really liked him and was really there ready to play for him. And now it doesn't seem like there's that same kind of relationship, which you could maybe put on the roster, but you also have to put on the coach. He's the guy who's there, and he's the one who has to deal with it or fix it or whatever, and it doesn't seem like that's necessarily happening. For number three, I have the roster. I have the roster at number three. They're underperforming. They're underachieving, and I think they deserve to be beat up for that. I think that, in general, you look at a roster like this, and you expected a lot of these forwards to take a step forward. You expected Zacha to get better. I expected Geeky to get better. I expected a lot more from guys who are really not doing anything. Charlie Coyle's fallen off the face of the earth, although he has been a little bit better lately. I still don't have a ton of confidence in him. And I think that, in general, the rough start. And this is an extension of the front office who put this roster together. But I think in some cases you can't blame them because some of these guys were on track to be hitting their primes right now, and they're just not. And I think that's a roster problem. That's an individual player problem, and something that some of these guys need to figure out pretty quick here because it's not going well. So I have them at three.
My three spot is the same as your three spot. It is the roster. I think there is talent. We talked about it. I think you have some of the pillars on the ice. You have theoretically a goalie, a star defenseman, a star scorer. Like, you have some of the pieces at all three levels that you'd like to have, and yet it's not working. And certainly the guys they brought in have not been home runs, have not hit the ice just flying
right.
To start the year, I wouldn't say. But I do think there's talent. There's more talent than there is quality hockey being played, right? And you can question, is Marchand getting old? Is he lost, or is he just not playing well? Like, I think the roster is good enough absolutely to be a playoff team, absolutely to win a round of the playoffs. I think they're similar to last year. I think they can win a playoff round, and then from there it's probably gravy. But I think they have the roster's the least of their problems.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Using our power ranking system. That means in the two spot, I have the goalie.
Me too.
Jeremy Swayman.
Me too. How about this? These are pretty close. Aside from 4 and 5, it's basically the same.
And historically speaking, okay, so to let the cat out of the bag, that means we both have ownership in the one spot, which
I think
is funny. You know, 30, 40 years ago,
yeah,
the way the Jacobs family was viewed and like their business model, but all of that was what? It was pre-cap, mm-hmm, the cap they wanted, this financial system they wanted. Within the parameters of the NHL financial system, they spend to the cap. They
pretty
spend
good
money,
owners. Right? Pretty like good owners, all things considered, yeah.
I mean, hey, Red Sox, they retain their talent. Pasta,
yep,
look at him. He's still wearing a B. Swayman, look at him. He's still wearing a B. McAvoy, look at him. He's still wearing a B. They find a way within a hard cap system to keep their star talent, and I think you have to give them credit for that. Like, I don't – is there a ownership negative or downside in recent years that you can really point to? Because I can't really think of one.
No, I can't. I really can't. They spend to the cap. They do what you're supposed to do. They don't get in the way. They don't impose themselves on decision-making or any of the hockey stuff, which, I don't know, maybe this last year they should have. But, like, in general, I'd say no. This is the exact – the Bruins ownership group, while they haven't produced a lot of winners lately, I'd say are the ideal in terms of what you have here. Maybe now that Wick's gone, because you would say the Celtics before that. But now it's the Bruins. Now it's the Bruins. That ownership group is ideal. They spend to the cap. They stay out of the way, and you barely even know they're there. That's what you want from owners, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say I'd like them to get over the hump a
right,
little more. And I don't know if that's on them necessarily or the four other pillars that we ranked beneath them doing their jobs or not doing their jobs. But I do. I find it so... The ownership, as we do these, I find the way we look at ownership very funny. Like, John Henry's got a boatload of World Series trophies,
right,
and yet no one cares for him. Jeremy Jacobs was maybe the most hated owner in Boston sports, maybe in all of sports, for a period of time.
He was right up there, sure, yeah.
And now he's in the number one spot in our pillar power rankings. And I think that's part of that is his achievements, but some of it is also the way we feel about other aspects of the team right now. Feeling down about other aspects of the team is also a factor there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised you have the goalie so high. I thought that would be an easy chance for you to take a shot at Swayman,
nope,
and a shot at me and a shot at all the people who thought that, you know, Swayman was worth paying all that money, because I really am surprised to see him up that high on your list.
He just got ahead of himself with his $10+ million requests and wanting to be the highest goalie paid ever and setting the bar for future goalies like he was freaking Michael Jordan or Nolan Ryan or some iconic figure in the history of sports. He's a good young goalie. Now, I think he needs to be a little better than he's been.
Yeah.
For the first few games of the season, but I expect that to happen. I think
5-on-5, he's like a top 10, right? 5-on-5, he's great. It's when it's 4-on-5, which often is with this team, that he's not
very
so
much
good.
So. Yeah. But I also expected him to not necessarily play well after dealing with the stress or whatever anxiety of the contract and not being prepared physically.
Yeah, not ramping
mentally
up. That's the main thing.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
That whole thing, I expected it. But no, he's a good young goalie. I'd like to put him someday number one on the list, because that probably means it was after he had some great postseason run or something. and I say he's the best on your team.
Yeah, definitely. All right, there you go. Those are our pillar power rankings for the Boston Bruins. We both have owner, goalie, roster. I have the coach fourth and front office fifth. Hart has those flipped, front office fourth, coach fifth, and there you go. That is the Bruins edition of that. We only have one left, and that's the Boston Celtics. And I don't know how I'm going to do that. Like, with these, it's easy because there's a lot of stuff to not like. You know, well, I'm going to rank this down at the bottom. I don't know who's going to be number five for the Celtics. I like everything about the Celtics. Everybody likes everything about the Celtics. That's so going to be the hardest
people,
one.
Five tied for the first spot, number one, and then
no.
two through five.
We have to do. We have to rank them. We have to rank them.
It's how we all do
That's
it.
That's what it is. It's a
Everybody's
ranking.
Everybody's got a favorite kid, a
system.
Favorite parent, a favorite sibling. It's the reality of the world. You got
some aspect of the Celtics has to be the worst.
Hmm.
I don't know what it would be.
I don't know yet either.
Yeah.
But I'll cross that road when we get there.
I suppose we will.
Mine could also be very, like, reactionary. Like, I could be, you know, Joe Mazzulla might do something dumb or say something's dumb, and the day later we do the pillar power rankings. Well, it's going to hurt his ranking.
Maybe. We have a funny quote from Mazzulla from before the Golden State Warriors game about him and Jaylen Brown having conversations, which we'll get to later on in the show. But right now, let's go to your phones at 617-779-7937. Jay is in North Carolina with a thought on the Bruins. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. Hey, appreciate your program. Unlike the day program, you guys are spot on, and your comments are really right on.
That's right.
I appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Unlike those other shows.
Screw
absolutely.
Those day
right.
part programs.
I ain't going to say it. But anyways, if Jeremy Sammon and Omar go to a tie, will they give their immortal greetings? I don't know. But listen, my laser focus is not on Montgomery. My focus is on Cam Neely and the deals he's making. What did you get for Omar? I know you have to build up the defense because defense wins championships.
Mm-hmm.
But the main point of my argument is David Pastrnak, who's a great sniper. I think of Ezekiel Elliott in the Dallas Cowboys when he makes a run, he puts his hands with his mouth, feed me, feed me. Who is feeding David Pastrnak? Because that guy could be good for 60 goals a year if you've got somebody that can feed him. And that's my bone of contention, guys. Thanks for listening.
And thank you for the call, Jay. I appreciate it. And I do think that the playmaking on that top line is taking a hit, sure. Zaka, Coyle, those guys I thought last year were kind of piecing it together. It seemed like that was a temporary fix until they got the guy they wanted. And the guy they wanted ended up being Lindholm, who's been good, not great, and has moved around. Everybody's moved around. But mm-hmm. as for what they got in the Ullmark trade, I'm happy with the Ullmark trade. I'm happy with Kostelic. Kostelic in a first-round pick and... I don't love him, but Korpisalo was pretty good last night. I mean, after that first goal, which was a bad goal, after that, I thought he was very good. He was under siege a lot. He made a lot of good saves. He had like 33 saves or whatever it was, 34 saves on 37 shots. Like, that's a good night. I don't think he's a good player, but I do like that you got Kostelic. He's been awesome. And the first-round pick, who I forget what they used it on, but, yeah, I mean, listen – that's a pretty good return, I'd say, for a guy like Linus Ullmark. I don't have a big problem with that. And that's sort of the thing with Sweeney. His trades are good. He just needs to be the trades guy, right? Get a draft guy. Get a free agency guy. He stays on as the trade guy. He'll do all the trades. But someone else, I feel like, needs to take over these other responsibilities because it's just not working.
Well, and that's where I don't know enough about the inner workings. Where does Neely impart his influence?
Right.
In terms of contract? Like, we know very publicly he brought up numbers in a contract dispute with Jeremy Swayman, right?
Yep.
64 million reasons. So he's in the number world. He's thinking of numbers. I just wonder, I always wonder how much of the decision-making comes down to Neely, how much clears Neely's desk, or how much autonomy Sweeney has. And I think that's a tough spot for Sweeney to be in because it almost feels like when things go well, it's like Cam Neely's Bruins. He oversees it all. He's mm-hmm. the legend. He's the guy. And then when things go poorly, it's like Sweeney needs to stick to trades. He sucks at contracts.
Right.
And I don't really know the power structure exactly how it works.
Yeah, it's a good point. Boston Bruins, they are off tonight. The Boston Celtics are playing tonight. They're playing the Brooklyn Nets, another team that shoots a ton of three-pointers. Jaylen Brown out for this one. Officially concerned. We're all officially concerned
yep.
about Jaylen Brown. Everybody concerned back there in the back room about Jaylen Brown. How can you not be at this point? We're racking up games here of DMPs as he sits out with this hip injury. Joe Mazzulla had a very funny exchange with a reporter yesterday about it. We will get to that and preview this game tonight next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.